Before we start with today's show, we wanted to let you know that we have set up a Facebook group, aka an actual digital club.
So we're now going to be able to hang out properly, discuss all things self-care, share stories, and be a proper community where we get to be with each other.
The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to Facebook and search Self-Care Clubbers. So please come and join us. We can't wait to have you there. It's already up and thriving, isn't it, Lauren?
Yeah, people have been chatting all weekend about what they've been doing, and it's just really cute. I'm loving it.
So please come join us, and we hope to see you there.
Hi, Clubbers.
I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon.
And this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
Wellness news flash.
Oh, buckle up, Nicole. I saw this story and I just knew.
Just sit back and relax.
I just knew immediately you would have things to say about this week's wellness news.
I haven't
flash.
Read it, I promise. Okay. I've seen it in the drive, but I have not read it.
Okay. It is from an article in the Washingtonian. Get ready for scalp Botox.
I don't even know what that is. What is it?
It is the latest development in Botox, injecting scalp the Botox. Scalp with the paralysis-inducing toxin to prevent sweating and to prolong a salon blow dry.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It sounds like the stuff of dermatological urban legend, or at least a vaguely scary detail from some science fiction novel about a beauty-obsessed future. That is not a thing, say those who hear about it. Oh, but it is a thing, and it's headed this way after catching on in offices in Midtown Manhattan. I've had a few patients for this treatment, says Elizabeth Tanzi, director of Capital Laser and Skincare in Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase is a place and an actor? She is a clinical professor of dermatology at George Washington University Medical Center. It's a slow building trend to this market, and it is happening. Botox has long been used to treat excessive sweating, most frequently in the armpits. And if it can stop sweating under the arms, why not on the scalp? That apparently was the question put to Dendy Engelman, the New York dermatologist often credited with doing the first procedure, probably by a female patient tired of spending $50 or more on weekly blow dries that were ruined in one sweaty 50-minute spin class.
Yeah, I'm feeling that, yeah.
It is certainly what we determine as an off-label usage for Botox, says Michael Olding, the head of plastic
surgery.
What does
off-label usage mean?
Well, it means it's not what it was designed to do.
Okay.
He is a plastic surgeon at GW Medical Center. Botox is used off-label for other conditions, including episodic migraines. It is an interesting concept, but as with any new unstudied use, you should be aware of any potential complications, whether unlikely or not. So, what does this process entail?
You've got to stick loads of needles in your scalp.
Guess how many?
It must be loads.
150.
Ow! Well, if you think about how many go in your forehead.
I don't know.
I would say it's probably about 10 to 15 in your forehead.
Right, and your head's massive compared to your forehead,
Yeah.
150 tiny injections of Botox are done to cover the scalp. The injections block communication between nerves and sweat glands, stopping the production of perspiration. It doesn't take long to do the injections, says Tanzi.
It must absolutely kill.
Oh, she estimates the whole head procedure is over in 15 minutes. The injections feel like a slight pinch and any minor bruising is covered by your hair. Olding says sweat from the scalp should remain absent for 6 months, while Tanzi says it can be gone for 9 months. But because the process takes a hefty amount of Botox, the cost is steep.
Go on, how much?
Tanzi and Olding estimate between $900 and $1,300 per treatment.
That's a lot of Botox to not be able to see it.
And also, near your brain. I have so many problems. Anyway, let me finish. There are certain
side
effects.
But you don't like Botox anyway.
There are certain side effects to consider, Olding says. Sweating helps our bodies regulate temperature. Without it, we'd overheat. If you block sweat from coming off the top of your head, it's going to find a way out in another place.
Where's it going to go?
You'll sweat elsewhere, says Olding. But the good news is,
yeah, but you save your blow dry.
Yeah. Since the part of your scalp with hair on it only makes up 3 to 4% of your body's total surface area, it will be a small amount of sweat. You may not notice it that much. What if it comes out of your eyes or something?
How can sweat come out of your eyes? I think they call that tears.
I don't know.
You just look like you're crying in your spin glass.
He explains our bodies are designed to accommodate increased temperatures anyway. So as long as a patient isn't spending hours a day spinning off buckets of sweat, the lack of perspiration from the top of our heads shouldn't cause harm. Another potential upside to Botox injections in the scalp is stimulation of hair growth. Whilst medically results are inconclusive, some dermatologists say the shots can help promote activity at the follicle by relaxing muscles and increasing blood flow, possibly causing hair to grow.
Well, that would make sense. Well, yeah, because you're stimulating the follicle, aren't you?
Asked if he'd recommend the procedure, Olding says, within reason, it's consumerism, and if there are consumers who want it and it's safe, then why not? Oh, Olding, I don't agree with that statement. That's like, let me just shove a load of fillers in your lips so you look fucking ridiculous because you want it, so I'll give it to you.
Right.
Don't like it, no.
Talking from someone who goes to the gym most days
and
whose hair never survives a gym session.
Yes.
It is annoying that I have to wash and blow dry my hair pretty much every day.
Luckily, though, you know how to do a professional blow
dry. Yeah, and I can do it quickly.
Yeah.
But that, so it doesn't bother me so much. But for that person that cannot do their own hair, and there are many, many women around still that cannot do their own hair, I'm thinking this isn't such a terrible thing. It will save a blow dry.
Is it just vanity to the extreme?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, but isn't all of it? Isn't Botox vanity anyway?
This just seems fucking insane.
It's a lot of money. Who's going
to
spend a grand just to save their blow dry?
If you're a person, I know there are these people who live in central London and twice a week go for a £50 blow dry that's then ruined. Actually, a grand isn't that much in comparison to what you're going to be saving. You know what I mean? Like if you have to then go every day.
There are still many, many women that have their hair blow dried and don't blow dry their own hair. Many.
But I know, but it's, to me, it's just the most alien concept.
Because you don't do it. But I mean, I've been surrounded by that all my life. To me,
of course.
It's totally normal.
Yeah, yeah. Like the once a week blow dry and they don't wash their hair in between.
Totally normal thing in a woman's life.
Yeah.
I've made a living off of it.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, there are punters that would be up for this.
Well, that's what he's saying. If people want it, they can have it.
And if it's safe, but it's inconclusive whether it is safe. And I agree with the, well, where is that sweat going?
It's a lot of Botox. That's
you know,
a lot.
What it makes me think, you know, with your tumble dryer, and there's like a vent that you never ever want to cover because it will then blow up.
Yes.
Is it a bit like that?
Where is the sweat going?
Where's the heat? The heat's got to come out of you. And I don't think that blocking it sounds like a very good idea.
I'm not going to be doing this now or ever.
From a hairdressing, vanity, aesthetic perspective, I get it.
Okay.
And I think it's quite clever.
Would you do it?
No. No, because I can do my own hair and I would never spend that kind of money on all that Botox and you can't even see it. What a waste of Botox.
But it makes me feel really a little bit queasy.
But then I do understand why people put it under their arms if they're like, I'm not a sweaty person.
I'm not either.
So for the people that do sweat and they get sweat patches, it's really horrible.
I think
that I get.
Yeah, if you were a woman who had excessive sweating issues or a man and like your clothes were permanently wet
sweaty
and stained,
horrible.
That would be very embarrassing. But that...
Do you get that more than the hair? Because it really
is
the same thing.
I do get... No, it's not, because that's not to prolong a blow dry. That's because could be quite embarrassing.
True.
To walk around with
sweat
patches.
So the intention's different.
I think so. Because it's unsightly, it's embarrassing.
What I'm saying is people have been Botoxing their armpits for years and it seems to be perfectly safe. Why is it different on the head?
Although it's very near lymph glands, like just, I don't know, I'm not comfortable.
But you're also not someone that lives with sweat patches and I'm not either, so we can't judge that one.
That's true.